You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Have you ever seen those huge billboards above the freeway advertising for the Hemp Con or this weekend's Emerald Cup in Sonoma and wondered, what's the deal with these marijuana conventions? Well, we sent KALW producers Jeremy Dalmas and Liz Mack to find out. They've got a new series looking at subcultures around the Bay Area. It's called The Cutaway. And in June, they spent the weekend at the High Times Cannabis Cup in San Francisco's Cow Palace to find out who exactly goes to these conventions and why.
I'm about to roll up right now, dog.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, this is Vincent Gordon, over here at the High Times Cannabis Cup, living it and loving it. We're rocking and rolling, baby. Welcome to my world.
$5 medicated pizza.
Hey, let's get high and play a game.
I'm Jason Jones, I'm a medical marijuana patient.
Wait, what's OG Kush? What does that mean? I don't know anything.
Okay, yeah, right on, man. These are like different flavors of wine, like Merlots and Chardonnays, but the OG Kush is just one style, just like the Merlot is one style. Did I give you a business card?
No.
Oh, yeah, this is us. We're official. Check out the website.
Come on up, get your free gummies.
My name is Wendy Baker, and I'm from Space Jam Candy.
So you're competing this year?
I am. I'm competing with our Sour Space Drops. We are little vegetarian candies. You know, I'm bringing my candy game. I'm always trying to exceed. I'm always looking at the Food Network and like see what I can do better, taking candy classes. Oh, I'm competing against some really top competitors, like, for sure. Like, it's really kind of crazy. Like, Ohm Edibles is really good. And then Beazle's had some ice cream. There's been some marshmallows, Fruit Slabs. There's just nonstop competition.
My name is Michelle Aldridge. I've worked on this for 43 years. I've gotten the Lifetime Achievement Award from High Times. My husband has our nation's first PhD in marijuana. I was one of the judges.
And do you have to smoke each strain?
Oh, you have to taste it and smell it and, you know, look at it. And so, yeah, it's a lot of work. It was 50 of them. That was a lot. But they give you a week.
Hi, guys. Purple bands? Green bands, that way, please. General admission.
Do you cover this kind of media, this kind of events quite often? Because you don't look like someone... That would cover.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're kind of librarian looking for this event. Sorry, you don't have dreadlocks, you don't have piercings, you don't have tattoos. You know, it's sort of like, oh, does she even smoke, or is she just here to, like, is it eye candy or is it like weed candy? What is she here for? You know.
Made for the loud. We do it loud. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something that'll excite men. Vaginal cannabis. It's a natural sexual lubricant. It will heighten her pleasure and increase her lubrication. There is someone here that has this vaginal cannabis. No, I'm not joking. Vaginal cannabis.
My feet are my only wings.
My name is Michael D. Myers. We're here to show everyone how easy it is to declare cannabis as a sacrament. So the way to declare it is by taking a piece of masking tape, as simple as apply it to a baggie and with a Sharpie pen write in religious cannabis. Now you are federally protected on land, at sea, and in the air in all 50 states.
Is this just a loophole?
No, it is your constitutional right to your religion. Every time you take a hit, you're saying a prayer, whether you realize it or not.
Do you love reggae music? You love reggae music? Yeah? Reggae music goes good with weed, don't it? Turn the microphone up a little bit, please, sir. I love the roots, rock, reggae.
My name's Steve Williams, native San Franciscan.
Why do you spend your Saturday here rather than doing anything else?
I love getting high, man. And it's good medicine. Yeah, cannabis is good medicine. Well, a couple of my other friends were going to come, but they're over in the Hate right now. And they're just working the streets and just getting high and having fun. And I love getting high. I've been getting high since I was 13. I'm 61 now.
San Francisco, California. It's the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Awards.
first place for best topical. Crown OG, it's the Bald Healing Zap by Crown Genetics. Oh, congratulations.